News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Congress on Tuesday sacked Sachin Pilot from the posts of Rajasthan's Deputy Chief Minister and the party's State Unit Chief 2 days after he openly revolted against the Ashok Gehlot-led government in the state. Though the party seems to have the numbers for now to hang on to power in Rajasthan, the development deepens the crisis in the Congress, which has lost two major states, Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh, over the past year. Cracking the whip on the rebel leader, the party also removed his loyalists Vishwendra Singh and Ramesh Meena from the state cabinet. AICC spokesperson Randeep Surjewala announced the decision after a Congress legislature party meeting held in Jaipur amid a tussle for power between Pilot and Gehlot. Pilot was ensnared by the BJP to bring down the Congress government in Rajasthan. We have given him many opportunities. He has been an MP and MOS and a state party president. I am sad that Sachin Pilot and some of his colleagues have fallen for a trap laid by the BJP. This is unacceptable, Surjewala said. Soon after the decision, Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot met Governor Kalraj Mishra and assured him of the strength of the ruling party. He also informed Mishra about the removal of three people, Pilot and his two aides, from the cabinet. Gehlot claimed that the defection of Pilot and his aides was being orchestrated by the BJP, while Pilot, on the other hand, through a tweet, said that truth can be frustrated but not defeated. Pilot will be replaced by Education Minister Govind Singh Dotasra as the new Pradesh Congress Committee Chief. The party is also expected to seek the disqualification of all the MLAs that supported Pilot's rebellion. Gehlot is likely to announce the name of the new ministers of his cabinet, and they're expected to be sworn in on Thursday. Meanwhile, Pilot is likely to clarify his stand and announce his next political move through a statement on Wednesday. While intense speculation is doing rounds on the next moves of Gehlot and Pilot, many political observers are also keeping a close eye on the next move of the governor. If BJP presses for a floor test and the governor gives his assent, an interesting contest could be on the cards, where the independents and those of the two MLA Bharati tribal party will become crucial. In a statement released on Tuesday, BTP announced that it would support neither the Congress nor the BJP in the floor test. Congress sources say that the party has the support of 107 MLAs, one MLA each from CPIM and the RJD, and that of 13 independents, six more than are necessary to remain in power. BJP has 72 MLAs and its political ally RLP has three. It was quite clear for the past 6 months that BJP was trying to do here what they did in Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh. Horse trading was going on. The resort where Pilot and its aides are staying is owned by the BJP. The same people of the BJP who supervised toppling of governments from other states are now in action managing the situation here, Gehlot said. He added that the decision to convene the CLP and sack Pilot and his loyalists was necessitated by the almost daily provocations, as he described it, that were being made by them over the past 6 months. The department-related Standing Committee for Information and Technology headed by Shashi Tharoor met on Tuesday in Parliament. On the agenda was the banning of Chinese apps recently by the government and a few other issues like the safety of public data on Arogya Setu app widely publicized by the government. A total of 8 members attended the meeting, Tharoor from Congress, others from BJP Nishikant Dubey, Tejaswi Surya, and former Information and Broadcasting Minister Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore, Sanjay Seth, were among those who attended. The BJP MPs in the meeting lauded Tharoor's tweet where he had supported the Modi government's stand on banning Chinese apps. In the committee meet, officials from the IT Ministry and Home Ministry explained to the members the reasons behind the centre's decision to ban these apps. Sources tell CNN News 18 that IT Ministry said to members that a detailed input came in from the Home Ministry about the threat of using the Chinese apps, after which the decision was taken. According to sources, an MP said in the meeting that wouldn't it be a threat because police in states like Gujarat or Maharashtra, a lot of criminal data was scanned through CAM scanner, a Chinese app to scan documents on the phone. BJP MP Nishikant Dubey then intervened and said, let China also know what sort of criminals we have in this country, and that should actually scare China. Members also asked officials about their concerns on the safety of their data on Arogya Setu app. Many people had expressed their concern whether their data was safe on the app and whether the government would use it further for other means too. Time and again, the centre had said the app was safe and foolproof. The IT ministry officials explained to the members the steps taken to build and upgrade the app and how it was impossible for citizen data to be compromised. The members seemed to be pretty satisfied with the response of the ministry. It was on June 29 that the IT ministry announced the ban on 59 Chinese apps posing a threat to Indian data. Popular apps like TikTok, WeChat, Club Factory, CamScanner were among those banned. The government a few days later ensured these apps were banned for army personnel for the fear of data leak and to prevent soldiers from falling prey to espionage or honey trap. A peaceful resolution of the border row between India and China is crucial for regional and global stability, senior officials of the European Union said on Tuesday, a day ahead of a virtual summit between leaders of India and the 27-nation grouping. The officials said the EU has been keeping an eye on the border standoff between the two powerful countries and hoped that both sides will continue to have dialogue in order to find a peaceful solution to their differences. The 15th EU-India summit is taking place in the midst of the bitter border row between India and China in eastern Ladakh. The Indian delegation at the summit will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while the European side will be headed by President of the European Council, Charles Michel, and President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. The EU is a strategically important region for India. We are pleased to see that since the very deadly clashes took place on the line of actual control, both sides have committed to show restraint and to engage in military de-escalation as well as in engaging in dialogue, said one of the EU officials. And an interfaith coalition is pressing the world's largest brewer to remove the name of Hindu god Brahma from a popular beer that dates to the late 1800s, a dispute the beer maker insists is a case of mistaken identity. The group, which includes representatives of the Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu and Jain religions, is calling on Belgium-based brewing giant Anheuser-Busch InBev to rename its Brahma line, a favorite in Brazil. Brahma was first produced in 1888 by Companhia Cervejaria Brahma, a Brazilian brewery now owned by Anheuser-Busch InBev, whose massive lineup of 500 brands includes Budweiser, Bud Light, Corona and Stella Artois. Beers sold under the Brahma name include a lager, a double malt, a wheat beer and a chocolate stout. It is the right time to fix an old wrong, the trivializing of the faith of our Hindu brothers and sisters for about 132 years, coalition spokesperson Rajan Zed told the Associated Press on Tuesday. Lord Brahma, the god of creation in Hinduism, is a highly revered figure who should be worshipped in temples or home shrines, not misused as a toasting tool, Zed said. He said the coalition also objects to what it calls raunchy marketing of the brand by using the image of a scantily clad woman to promote the beers. Anheuser-Busch InBev should not be in the business of religious appropriation, sacrilege, and ridiculing entire communities, the coalition said in a statement, calling on the company to prove that it cares about communities by renaming its Brahma beer. But Lucas Rossi, head of communications for Anheuser-Busch InBev's Latin American subsidiary, said the beers were named in tribute to Joseph Brahma, an Englishman who invented the draft pump valve and not for the Hindu deity. The spelling was changed, he said, to make the name work better in the Portuguese language. We deeply respect all religions, faiths and their histories, Rossi said in a telephone interview. Hindus are a tiny minority in Brazil where the Brahma brand is very important to the culture of the country, he added. The name offends regardless of its origins, Zed said. The stated history behind the name does not reduce the pain of the Hindu devotees when they see their creator god on alcohol cans, he said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.